From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. President Obama says U.S. troops cannot bring peace to Iraq. Speaking at the White House today, he said ultimately there's not going to be an American military solution to the problem. U.S. airstrikes have so far destroyed weapons Islamic State militants could have used against Iraqi Kurds. Kurdistan official Kubad Talabani says the militants have taken a hit.
They've certainly stopped their advances, and the strikes have significantly boosted the morale of the Kurdish Peshmerga forces who have been fighting these militants for almost 2 months now. And the fight has really drained our resources and has drained our ammunition supplies. But these strikes by the U.S. and also by the Iraqi Air Force have certainly bolstered our confidence.
And U.S. warplanes were active again today, striking armored vehicles and other militant targets. Israeli airstrikes hit some 20 targets in Gaza, reportedly killing 5 Palestinians, while Hamas militants fired more rockets at Israel, all since a 3-day ceasefire expired yesterday. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
The renewed fighting between Hamas and Israel came shortly after the ceasefire expired. There was hope the truce could be extended so indirect talks in Cairo between the two sides could continue. Israel says it will not take part in further negotiations while Hamas is firing rockets from Gaza into southern Israel. The Israeli delegation left Egypt. It's unclear if or when it will return. The talks are private, but Palestinian officials report that Israel refused to grant key demands by Hamas, such as fully lifting a 7-year blockade of the Gaza Strip by Egypt and Israel. A Palestinian delegation remains in Cairo. Egypt's foreign ministry says there has been progress made in the negotiations and is calling for resumption of the ceasefire and the talks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.
They're cleaning up in Hawaii after the first tropical storm in more than 2 decades. Bill Dorman of Hawaii Public Radio says despite the weather, voter turnout for today's primary election's been pretty good.
Despite the after effects of Tropical Storm Isel, state election officials say all but 2 of 232 polling places opened on time. Much is at stake in the primary election in this heavily Democratic blue state. Governor Neil Abercrombie faces a tough race for re-election against state lawmaker David Ige. The contest for U.S. Senate between Brian Schatz and Colleen Hanabusa is tight. Schatz was appointed to the Senate in 2012 following the death of longtime Senator Daniel Inouye. Hanabusa is giving up her seat in Congress to challenge Schatz. Other races include a close one for a U.S. congressional seat and a variety of state and local offices. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
And this is NPR News. Fire officials are rather upbeat about their progress in battling a blaze in Oregon's Columbia River Gorge. So far, it's destroyed one home, damaged 2 others, and is threatening hundreds more. But fire team spokesman Mike Wade is optimistic.
The Rowena fire is 55% contained today, which is a vast improvement. Yesterday it was 35%, and the day before it was 0 containment.
And evacuation orders have been lifted for nearby residents. Officials are warning them to remain alert. Some 35 years after the shocking mass suicide murder of more than 900 people in Jonestown, Guyana, the cremated remains of 9 of the victims have been found in a dilapidated funeral home in Delaware. James Dawson of Delaware Public Media has the story.
Dover police found the remains at the now shuttered Minas funeral home among dozens of other unclaimed canisters. State spokeswoman Kimberly Chandler says they were able to verify the remains through documents found at the home.
There's paperwork that we have there, including a death certificate, which has the name and also has the location of where the death occurred.
Jim Jones founded the People's Temple cult in the 1950s in the U.S. Jones later built a compound in the South American country of Guyana, where he served around 900 of his followers a cyanide-laced drink. 911 victims' bodies were brought through nearby Dover Air Force Base's mortuary. Officials say the owner of the funeral home died, leaving the property vacant since 2012. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Dover, Delaware.
I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News in Washington.